You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. During yesterday's Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting, time was set aside for public comments. Here are a few of the edited remarks.
Good morning. My name is Christopher Butner. I'm going to read this California public records request emailed on March 25th, 2025 at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to Sarah Edwards, Calaveras County Civil Council. Good morning, Ms. Edwards. Martin Huberty is a public official currently serving in the full-time capacity of District 3 Supervisor and Board of Supervisors 2025 Chair, while also currently serving in the full-time capacity of Executive Director of the Calaveras Visitors Bureau, a California nonprofit mutual benefit corporation, which is more than 90% publicly funded by Calaveras County Transient Occupancy Tax, per the Calaveras Visitors Bureau IRS filing for fiscal year ending June 2023. The above fact pattern is relevant in as much as it establishes that this public official earns two taxpayer-funded salaries, all or in part as compensation for two 40-hour-per-week positions. Therefore, with the warning letter dated February 3, 2025, from the California Fair Political Practices Commission to this public official, Martin Huberty, upon the FPPC's Enforcement Division having completed its review of the facts in this case, number 20230471, I submit this public records request for 1. An accounting of this public official of the number of hours required of them to successfully complete the Fair Political Practices Commission's Political Reform Education Program course mandated to remediate their double-digit violations of the Political Reform Act for failing to timely disclose economic interests on their Statements of Economic Interest Form 702 to determine whether any of this remedial state-mandated education occurred during the business hours of this public official's 80-hour work week consisting of dual 40-hour full-time positions at taxpayer expense, all or in part. This is a request for a public official's accountability. The public has a right to know how much time this public official, Martin Huberty, has spent on this remedial activity and if this remedial activity was conducted at any time during Huberty's taxpayer-compensated 80-hour work week when he's expected as a public official to be working exclusively on behalf of the public that is paying both of his salaries. Specifically, the responsive records being requested are Huberty's test logs indicating the cumulative time this public official spent on the FPPC's Political Reform Education Program course and the date time stamps of each instance of his sessions.
Thank you.
Good morning. I am a resident of Calaveras County. I come to you today as a mother. At age 24, my son, who was in the medical field as a first responder, was required to take the whole vaccine series, including the booster. At each intervention of this, he became deathly ill, barely able to get out of bed, and at each one of these incidences, we thought we were going to lose him. It was that bad. He had approached his employer. The employer said they did not care, that in order to keep his job, he was still going to have to do this. We did a exemption by religious way, and we are Christian, that was denied as well. So he was forced to take this whole mandated series. My son developed a blood clot after the vaccination. And luckily they were able to give him the treatment, the blood thinner, and absolve it. But since then, his health is not what it used to be. He is a young man and he has no energy. He's not the same person. So I have literally seen the effects of what this vaccine has done. And I see on the Calaveras Public Health website that they're offering a $45 gift card and gas to take the flu shot. And this is very upsetting to me as a parent that I'm looking at a bribe on our public health site to take a vaccine, when in fact we should be educating on the possible dangers of vaccines so people can make better decisions. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Good morning, board. My name is Mike Thomas. I'm a 30-year resident of Tuolumne County. I had one confirmed case of COVID in November 2020. I am unvaccinated against COVID, and I've not had it ever since. Everyone I know who has been vaccinated has been sick with COVID at least 3 times, some as many as 5 times. And I'm sure that most people in this room are not unfamiliar with that type of situation. In September 2021, interesting timing, the CDC changed its definition of a vaccine from a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease, protecting that person from that disease, to this new definition, a preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against diseases. That's directly off the CDC website. So according to the CDC's own definition, the vitamin C that I took last night is a vaccine. The colostrum in a mother's breast milk is most definitely a vaccine. I read an article from the Mayo Clinic last night also about how vegetables stimulate the immune system to help protect against disease. So according to the Mayo Clinic and the CDC, broccoli is also a vaccine. So in fact, due to my diet, I hereby forever now identify as fully vaccinated against COVID. I'm holding a copy of the childhood vaccine schedule printed from the California Department of Public Health. Are you aware that on this schedule, it calls for 5 COVID shots prior to kindergarten? We are supposed to have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That makes local government the tip of the spear. You are the top dog. You're supposed to be telling the state what your constituents want. You're supposed to be helping to protect your constituents. Thank you.
Thank you.